Thank you, Matthew. And now on to the news. She's a wizard with wool whose creations have put her in the national spotlight. Sandra Seaman from Caister, who hit the headlines for her knitted woolen 1970s Great Yarmouth Seafront last year, has returned to the Norfolk Makers Festival to delight everyone with another popular Norfolk landmark, Sandringham House. The knitted model of the Queen's beloved country estate, which took the 90-year-old Mrs. Seaman roughly 6 months to create, has warmed the hearts of those who have visited it. "It's fabulous," said Pippa Carter, who was visiting the other day. "I'm really impressed by the accuracy, apart from anything else, and the fact that it's all handmade is just wonderful." Another visitor, Margaret, commented, "I think it's absolutely fantastic for somebody of this lady's age to be able to have done this. The enthusiasm with which she has been doing it has been absolutely amazing."
Changes to a bus service as a result of parking trouble will hit vulnerable people the hardest, its passengers have argued. A rerouting of First Bus's Red Line service 23-23A, which runs from Queen's Hill to Thorpe St Andrew through the city centre, came into effect. Buses now no longer stop at the Lodge Farm housing development in Cossey, forcing past passengers to catch services from Dereham Road instead. First Bus said the change was partly due to ongoing issues with parked cars around the development. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said, "The recent change to our Red Line services, 23-23A, was introduced to extend journeys to serve Longwater retail shopping complex. Bus stops on Lodge Farm were underused as most people board our services from the main road, so by changing the terminal point, we were able to provide a valuable link that is proving very popular to the retail park."
A fleet of new state-of-the-art buses is about to hit the roads in the eastern region as the vehicles are officially released into service. First has spent £5.3 million on 19 new buses to replace the XL route fleet, which travels along the A47 from Norwich to Peterborough. The buses, which are painted red, maroon and gold, boast cutting-edge features including USB and wireless charging ports, Muirhead leather seats designed by Italian company Lazzarini, phone holders, a wireless bell push, inbuilt seat coat hangers and wooden flooring. In addition to the new fleet, First Bus announced timetable changes on the XL route, which will roll out with changes including quicker journeys between Swaffham, King's Lynn and Norwich via the A47 Dereham bypass with a new Sunday timetable.
Delicious cakes have helped to raise more than £2,000 as part of Cancer Charity's 40th anniversary year. Individuals and businesses across Norfolk held coffee mornings and tea parties as part of Big C's Big Cuppa event to mark World Cancer Day. Virgin Money Lounge donated £960 from the day, and the charity received nearly £900 from events held by the NNUH, Broadland Council, Centrum and Heatherset and Wyndham Velo Club, with more donations still coming in. The charity is currently trying to raise £500,000 towards a new support centre in Dereham Road and relocate its Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn centres to more accessible premises. Carol Slaughter, head of fundraising at Big C, said, "We are overwhelmed by the support for this year's Big Cuppa, which, being held on World Cancer Day, was so poignant for so many people. Donations are still coming in, and we hope people will continue to hold cuppas for us throughout our 40th year."
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording. Put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox, and from Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine.